Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Ches of Masechtas Chagiga. Some of the topics we're learning about today include a continuation of the discussion regarding Tashlumin for the Karban Re'iyah of Shavuos for a full 7 days, and where we learned this from, sources for the Isser of performing Malacha on Chol HaMoed, a discussion of various laws of Tumah and Tahara, including laws of washing of the hands specifically for Tahara, as well as having specific intent for various levels of Tahara while immersing in the Mikvah. Some of the key topics and concepts they were learned about include Shalmi Chagiga. Every Jewish male is commanded to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and bring an animal as a Korban Chagiga, as the Torah states, Sholosh Rugalam Tochag LiBashana. This Korban is a Korban Shlamim, and the one bringing the Korban partakes of the meat of the Korban for the Yom Tov. Tashlumim. Every Jewish male is obligated to bring a Korban Oilas Re'iyah on each of the three Yom Tov. If one cannot bring the Karban on the first day of Yom Tov itself, he may bring the Karban for the entire 7 or 8 day period of Yom Tov, which is referred to as Tashlumim. Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Pesach and Sukkot, are forbidden in certain malachas and permissible in others. The Torah states, Sheishis Yamim Toichel Matzis, Ovayim HaShvi Atzeres LaShem Lekecha, Loisasa Malacha, from which the Gemara learns out, Mashvi Atzer Av Sheishis Yam Matzurin. In the same way that Yom Tov itself is forbidden in doing Malacha, so too are the 6 intermediate days as well. However, should you think that Chol HaMoed is the same level of Yom Tov itself, that only the 7th day, meaning Yom Tov itself, is Atzer, forbidden in all Malachas, whereas Chol HaMoed is not, which means that Masrin HaKasav L'Chachamim Lo Malacha, Eze Malacha Asura, Veze Malacha Mataras. It is the Chacham who will determine exactly which Malacha are forbidden in Chol HaMoed and which are permitted. Tumas Medrus. Tumas Medrus, also known as Tumas Mishkav Moishav, is Tumah that is specific to an item that is usually designated to stand on, sit on, or lie on. If a Zav, Zava, Nida, or Yeledis, who are all in the category of Ava Tumah, stand, sit, or lie on an item such as a chair, bed, or mat, that item also contracts Tumah on the level of Ava Tumah, and they then can be Metami other people or Kalim to become a Rishon L'Tumah. Ava Tumah. The term Av HaTumah, father of Tumah, or simply Av, is a term used to define a person or object that is in a state of Tumah to the second degree, lower only than a corpse which is considered Anavi Avos HaTumah. A person or object that is an Av HaTumah can transfer its Tumah to another person or object, usually at a lower level of Tumah. Common examples of an Av HaTumah include a Zav, Zava, Nida, and Mitzera. A person or object that is an Av HaTumah can usually be purified by immersion in a mikveh and Harav Shemesh. Vlad HaTumah. One who touches an Av HaTumah becomes a Rishon LaTumah, also known as a Vlad HaTumah. A Vlad HaTumah can only be metame food and drink, which then becomes a Sheni LaTumah. A Sheni LaTumah cannot be metame chulin, only Truma and Kodesh. However, the Chachamim, where guys are on the liquids of Vlad HaTumah, that they can be metame people and kalim as exera for fluids from a zav and zava, which are metame people and kalim from the Torah.